It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Well, it is a Patriots Monday, preseason games over and finished with, and we will talk with Gerard Mayo coming up at 9 this morning. Lots to ask Gerard Mayo about. Wiggy is all over him about who will be the starting quarterback week one for this New England Patriots team after what some of us saw as yet another great effort by Drake May last night.
Yeah, I wrote that question down.
You wrote that question down, okay, word for word. You ready to
go? Well, not word for word. It doesn't make sense.
Speaking of you, as you know, City Wiggy, City Mr. and Mrs. Wiggins, out and about all over the place now that they are empty nesters, and I use the term nicely. And we just delved into old heads talking about old television programs. Please, if you're watching on Twitch right now or on YouTube, this is Wiggy this weekend, and he ran into a legendary actor from the 1950s.
Wow.
That is apparently the Beaver. Jerry Mathers, is that
Matthews.
His name? Mathers. No,
why was I thinking Matthews?
I'm not surprised you don't know his name. But he was the Beaver on television.
And, I was shocked.
So that is Leave It to Beaver?
Yes.
So did someone had to tell you that was him?
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Like, how did that happen? How are you at a feast in the North End and you run into the Beave? Was he doing like an appearance or something, or was he just there?
So I was at Bankado, and the guy, Paul, he has the sports memorabilia place on Rooster.
The plugs you have put on this morning?
I know, you should
be dinging every single one.
I'm just trying to tell you where it was.
No, I know. It's very well done.
And he was doing an autograph signing up there. And then he was like, "Oh, I want you to come meet somebody." And when I came outside, like instantly, I knew who he was.
Because you did not instantly know it was the Beaver.
No, I did.
That show was even before my time.
Yeah, but
it's definitely before your time.
No, the show's before my time, but I remember it as a kid. Like, it's not like something I don't remember. It's like,
how old is the Beaver?
He looks like
he's got to be 100.
He looks like he looks just like the Beaver, but 85. And I was like, as soon as I saw his face, like, his face hasn't changed in the sense where it's like the Beaver has a very distinct face. Yeah. It's just an old version of, like, the Beaver.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, snap. Like, I knew who it was.
Yeah.
And, was he nice?
Right. Oh, yeah, he was a nice guy. Because
right.
I knew, what was the brother's name, Wally?
Yeah, Wally was the,
hey,
the older brother. Yeah. All right, well, let's get back to the news, if we could, please, Courtney.
Well, we were just talking about Labor Day weekend, and it might be good for you to go to Nantucket, Greg, because it's crazy the beaches that are closing down across Massachusetts. This past weekend, 50 beaches have been shut down.
50
because of,
were shut down over the weekend?
Yes, because of high levels of bacteria.
Oh.
They've been testing the water levels every single day.
okay.
What?
Somebody in the Twitch is stupid.
You love a good Beaver joke. I guarantee. I know. You are, Wiggy.
Did you see the one about you?
Wiggy, you're 12. Please.
I couldn't help it.
Please. It's low-hanging fruit. Please.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It was just, it was about Greg. Yes.
We could hear from one beach goer.
Well, it was about me? I didn't see it.
Greg loves an 85.
Oh, no, it says that's not something I know nothing about. I get it. There's a little shot at me there. I love the Twitch people. Anyway, please continue with the news. Just disregard him.
We could hear from one beachgoer, Terry Perota, on BZ.
It's frustrating, but I think that people who come to this beach know. Like, if you want to go to Nantasket, you'll have a better water day. But I think this beach, that's why you see so many adults here. There's not a lot of kids here. There's nobody in the water.
Because there's no fun going to the beach if you can't go in the water.
100%.
Yeah.
That's the point. Yeah.
A Kentucky State Fair removed a ribbon-winning miniature called the Casting Couch. So this was free thought, they called it, competition where people made miniature sets.
Okay.
And the one that won was called the Casting Couch.
Oh, Wiggy's very familiar with this.
I've heard of the Casting Couch.
It won.
Well, I'm sorry. Came in third. Ribbon-winning.
Okay. So it came in third. I love the state fairs.
Yes.
And they try to come up with different kinds of competitions, yep. You know. Who has the biggest zucchini?
Yes.
Who has the biggest pumpkin?
Yep.
Right. But this one was to create little miniatures.
Yes.
And they made this?
Yeah. So Preston Poling, he won the third place prize. He, if you're not watching on Twitch or on YouTube, I'm sure you could imagine it. But white walls, leather couch, desk in front of it, camera on desk. And then the computer screen is depicting the couch with a little red circle in the corner.
It's a common theme on Pornhub and other places.
That is the casting couch.
And they didn't figure it out till the competition was over.
Till later. I mean, as soon as I saw it and I saw that there was a little wet mark on the couch, I said, this isn't right.
Well, it's creative.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know for a family-friendly state fair if that would work, but they did remove the ribbon from...
They did?
They took it away.
Oh,
that's wrong. Yep. You can't do that. It's creativity.
Yeah, they did a great job with it. I mean,
this guy has been known to be edgy. Preston, he caused some uproar at a different state fair when he did a sex dungeon as his miniature. So this guy's a bit of a freak.
That's his
guy. Gets it.
That's his lane.
I'd like to know who the one person is who finally figured it out, or did the male judges know all along?
No,
definitely.
They were just afraid.
They immediately
to say
started
something.
Sweating. They're like, this is a great miniature.
All right,
let's go to Florida for the next story.
And now,
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of
Come to Miami!
Florida. Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
A woman in St. Lucie, Florida, Juliana, and her two friends fled a scene before cops arrived because they were seen naked in the pool of a housing complex, giving each other oral sex.
It was a threesome?
A threesome.
In the pool of the housing complex?
Yes. Right.
Three ladies.
Yes. A mother with her children informed an employee who recorded them doing so and called police. When officers arrived, Juliana was arrested in front of her confused boyfriend that she lives with.
Wow.
And her mother showed up as well.
Now,
Shime, I asked Jackson to grab the mother. Do we have that? Okay. We do. Here it is.
She's going to jail.
For?
Living lascivious.
Daddy. She needs an attorney.
Her and her friends decided they would engage in sexual activities in the pool out there in front of other people, witnesses.
Yeah.
Really?
So,
were the kids at the pool at the time?
Yes. They were out in the open, naked. Doing things to each other, the three of them. Now, boyfriend was not there.
Did they shut it down and scrub it afterwards, I hope?
I would hope so.
Yeah. Oh, boyfriend wasn't there.
Boyfriend was not at the pool. He was up at the apartment.
Why don't you take it to the apartment?
Because
that's what I would have said if I was the boyfriend. Hey, bring that thing up here.
Oh, God.
Be around these kids. They don't need to see that.
Yeah.
What a great state. Really, they don't give, nobody gives one F about anything in Florida. I love it.
Yeah.
That's why it's a state that starts with an F, because nobody gives an F.
If you're watching on Twitch, this is Juliana.
Oh, that's her? That's her?
I see.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I see.
She's a little on the BBW side. But that's, just like the casting couch, very popular.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, really. BBW is very popular.
I see. Okay.
Okay.
I want to know,
I feel like oftentimes the third is unfortunately BBW. I don't know if that's if that's all you can get or... you know what I mean? The two people are attractive, but then the third might be a bigger person.
Oh,
Is that just a luck of the draw, or how does that work?
Well,
you know a lot about
I don't know what the other two look like. It could be all BBWs, you know what I mean? That's
okay.
Know, that's a big sum, yeah. Right there.
It's just I don't know. There might be a lack of super attractive right. Third partners for the threesome. Is
but what are they doing?
Kind
like
of
they,
what
they
I'm suggesting
get into that moment.
What?
What are they doing in the pool? That
they have to be sauced up.
Like who says it?
I do not know.
Well, you know, like hey, you're looking really good today.
Did it start at the pool randomly?
Yes.
Or, that's what okay. I mean.
And this, was it a setup? Was it like, did they make an appointment?
Well, I was wondering if there was like a camera, if they were filming the three of them, see, like an yeah. OnlyFans situation. Uh-huh. That would be my guess.
Wow.
Okay. All yeah. right. Anything uh-huh. else?
Well, this could be the dumbest of the day, this final story, but we'll do it as a Pervert Teachers Association.
Oh, okay.
Jesus, haven't they taught you these things in school?
What things?
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents.
We were meant to be, I know it. How else could sex be that incredible?
Pervert Teachers Association.
That is appalling. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
Rolando Ramos, a high school gym teacher from Laredo, Texas, was arrested last week after he called the cops to tell them that he had hired a hooker and she ran off with his money. He is now facing charges.
He's facing charges.
Well, yes, it's illegal okay. in Texas for soliciting a prostitute. I mean... Now, this was crazy. I'm like, what? How much do you think she got away with? She yeah. must have gotten away with a lot. She just took $100 from his wallet and ran.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a case of,
yes.
you know, you chalk up the $100. It's like Chime wagering. I mean, yeah. it's $100 loss.
I don't know what you're talking about. I won this weekend.
So he basically thought he could call the police and say a hooker robbed me.
Correct.
And nothing would happen.
And
to
they
him.
Said, well, we will be by to investigate. Yes. And then they put him in cuffs.
What a jackass.
That yeah.
Is he still teaching gym?
I doubt it.
In high school?
I think that's probably over.
I mean, if she's taking the 100, why didn't she just, you know, do the job, whatever he hired her to do?
No, I
mean, he's giving her the money.
I don't know. All right, is that it?
That's it for the news.
What a day.
That's classic.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good stuff this morning. Thank you, Courtney.
You're very welcome.
Speaking of Courtney, here she is with what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. The Patriots dropped their final preseason game 20-10 against the Commanders. The one touchdown for the Pats came from a Drake May-led Kevin Harris score. Drake played most out of the four QBs, completing 13 of 20 passes for 126 yards and that touchdown. Jacoby Brissett started this one. He completed 2 of 4 passes for 19 yards. He did get banged up during this game. He was favoring his throwing shoulder. We'll be able to talk to Jerod Mayo about that come 9 a.m., but here was the update after the game.
Would he have been able to play?
He would have been able to continue.
What's his health status right now? Is he?
I talked to him. Look, we'll see tomorrow. You always feel a little bit more sore the next day, but he said he was good. We'll find out tomorrow.
The Sox dropped their finale with Arizona 7-5, completing the Diamondbacks sweep. Alex Cora talked about being able to beat good teams, but this one got the better of them, as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
I mean, we've been playing a lot of good teams, so, you know, when we beat good teams, you know, over the week, we went to Baltimore, split with them, we went to Houston, we won the series. They played better than us in this one.
Yeah, I mean, they played better than you. You got swept.
Yeah.
You got demolished Friday night. I mean, we talked about this at the start of the show, so, but you got destroyed on Friday night. You're walking runs in. Cassis was K'd 4 times on Saturday. And then you can't close it out and win that game when you have a lead yesterday.
Right.
Like, I don't, I mean.
Your margin of error is really small and you can't have a series.
It's getting smaller. Yeah. It's almost September week.
Yeah, you can't have a series like that. You know, even if you're able to win one, like, you got to be able to stay in the race. But, yeah, that was bad. And I don't think anybody saw that coming because Cora's right. They have done a good job against good teams.
Yeah. I will say it's pretty cool what is going to happen with Jansen today.
Mm-hmm.
And so he will make Major League Baseball history by being the only player ever to play for 2 teams, same game, because of that rain-delayed game, which will resume today at 2 o'clock or 2:10, I think.
2:05.
At 2:05, first pitch here on the Shaw's at Star Market Red Sox Radio Network, all over New England and on the Odyssey app. And that will be I will tune in for that because, you know, I love baseball trivia. be nice to be, wouldn't it be nice to be an answer to a trivia question for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
I am. I am.
What do you mean you are?
Very similar to Jansen. The only player to catch a touchdown on Monday Night Football and two Monday Night Football games in the same season for different teams.
For different teams?
Yep.
The only player to catch a touchdown Monday Night Football same season.
Two different teams.
For two different teams.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, Wink.
Yeah, I did. It was 2000 with the Jets. The miracle of Monday night. That was the comeback game that we had against the Miami Dolphins.
Yes.
And then later on in that season with the Patriots against Kansas City.
Yes.
I scored a touchdown for the in New England.
Also, famously, the answer to the trivia question, which high school football coach had the shortest tenure in the history of high school football?
It's all politics.
I believe the answer is Jermaine Wiggins.
You're also like one of what, five or six guys to have ever caught a pass from Brady and Peyton Manning?
Yep. Yep.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Well, Greg brought up that first game today. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 105 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then the second game is at 7:10. Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have both of the games. Then Joe Castiglione will join them for the second game. Join us this fall across Massachusetts as we walk to prevent suicide and raise awareness about mental health. Proceeds benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, Massachusetts chapter. Register for a walk to prevent suicide near you at afsp.org/mawalks. That's what's trending. Here's Shime with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It's currently 69 degrees here in the city of Boston. Mostly cloudy this morning with a high of 78. There's going to be some brief thunderstorms later this afternoon. Hopefully we don't get another rainout or cancellation of the Red Sox games. They're trying to make one up today anyways. But overall, a solid day.
Imagine if that game were to get suspended again after a couple innings. And then the Red Sox traded Daniel Jansen. And he went back to the Blue Jays.
Mm.
So then he would be the only person to play for two teams twice and one team in a regular season game in Major League Baseball. Is that possible, Sean? Can we make that happen?
We could try.
Okay. All right.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you. Well, I guess the question remains, when he looks at film today, will Gerard Mayo be satisfied with the performance of Drake May, or is he satisfied with the performance of Jacoby Brissett as the Patriots get ready for week one? And I'm as perplexed as you are, Wiggy.
Yeah, well, there's not much to really see from Brissett because he gets hurt so quickly, and it's like, all right.
He's brittle? Are you calling him brittle?
Well, no, but like when you go, oh, we got to look at the film, like you kind of know because, and I believe that they know who the starter is going in before this game. Like I believe they know who they want.
Who do you think they want?
I think they want Jacoby Brissett.
Why?
Which I don't know why. That's why I said, that's the thing when I said, you know, that's confusing to me.
Because they're stuck to this stupid quote-unquote plan that they had.
Whose plan is it? Is it Alex Van Pelt's plan? Is it Elliot Wolf's plan?
My guess is Alex Van Pelt, because even during the game yesterday when Gerard Mayo was having his interview in the middle of the game, like, they basically asked, you know, quarterback wise, what are you seeing? He's like, well, you just watched Drake May bring it down the field and score a touchdown. So so I think that if it was up to just Gerard Mayo, I think we'd be seeing Drake May as a starter week one. But
how can it not be up to the head coach of the New England Patriots?
Yeah, that's not a great look.
There's no way. There's no way it can't be up to Mayo. Like, he isn't at the final.
Well, he's going to tell you it's collaborative. The theme of this new regime is collaboration.
Yeah, but somebody has to have the final say.
Right. Like, we collaborate on rejoins.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But
and you always choose horrible songs. So
but it doesn't matter. Final say goes with the decision that you want to bring back for the rejoin.
Well, I wanted to hear the replacements. We should be clear because some are speculating in the Twitch chat that Shime suffered a breakup or something over the weekend.
Nope.
He did not.
I was like, hey, Greg, what rejoin song do you want to hear? Very cheerful about it. He's like, ooh, I would love Satisfied by the Replacements. I was like, you're done.
Thank you.
It did make me chuckle, though, because it has been very emo-like rejoins.
What?
Not really.
It kind of has.
No.
In your feels, kind of.
It really has.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah.
I played Heartache Tonight by the Eagles. Okay, fine. Why Don't You and I by Chad Kroeger Santana slaps. Young Love and Saturday Nights, not a emo song at all.
Uh-huh.
You've Got Another Thing Coming by Judas Priest, not emo at all.
Right. Yeah.
Huh?
I don't know.
Some thought that the beach in Falmouth would have been the perfect location for a proposal.
Yeah, I've been told a few times. Thanks.
None of my business.
Didn't happen there.
Nope, no. Didn't.
The queen wants you to get married. I don't know if you've noticed that.
I have. I think Courtney might be the pushiest person in my life telling me to get engaged.
I just love, Shime.
I know
you're clearly in love. You look the best you've ever looked. It's time.
I appreciate you for that and all of that. It was very nice of you. But there's a plan in place.
All right, now you sound like...
Whoa, what?
Yeah, Greg, you just gotta let things unfold. Just like the Patriots, I too have a plan. You may not like the timeline, but it'll happen.
Now you sound like Mayo and the Pats.
A plan in place.
What happens first? Drake May starts a game in the NFL, or you are engaged?
Well, I'm not doing the latter until Drake May starts.
Okay. Fine. Are you still expected to spend, is it a paycheck and a half on a ring, or what's the...
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know the rules.
I think it's a little bit more than a paycheck and a half, unless
that's
you're
what
making...
it used to be when I was a young fella.
Times have changed, Greg. Unless you're making good money.
Uh-huh.
Because nowadays a woman will look at a ring and go, huh? What? This? That's it?
This is Al from New Bedford. Hello, Al. Al? Chime, did you not purposely go back to Al during the break?
Not even during the break. I checked during the break. He wasn't there, so I gave him a second. We came back from break, rejoin song playing, pick him up. I'm like, hey, Al, we're going to be coming to you. He said, okay.
You were trying to extend extreme customer service to Al because he had been hanging on for a while.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well.
Got caught sleeping.
Al was going to tell... Gerard Mayo, why he believes Drake May ought to be the starter. Mm. But I don't know if Gerard Mayo even needs to be told that. I think he, if he can't see it, then there's a bigger issue.
I think everybody can see it. When we go back and we say the plan that Mayo and everybody else talks about, the only thing that I can get from that is they're afraid of him getting hurt. They're afraid of him getting hurt because when you look at Jacoby Brissett, he hasn't done anything to say, okay, we should let Drake May sit.
But you're gonna see him no matter what if the O-line is bad as they are.
I am with you.
I don't get what
your plan is. The only thing that I take away is you're afraid he gets hurt. But if the O-line is bad, Colton, like you said, and Jacoby Brissett gets hurt, Drake May's your starter.
And now you could have a banged up Jacoby Brissett going into the opening weekend. Like, ugh.
Which you're probably going to have.
Yeah, that's...
It's almost
like you're giving up, which I hate to say. But if you put Jacoby Brissett out there, it's like, yeah, this team's a wash this season, so we're just going to, you know, protect Drake moving forward to make sure he's okay for the future of the franchise.
And
it's
does it have to do with money and the fact that you're paying him $8 million and you don't want to sit a guy?
$8 million, who cares?
That is
you could say that, but look at the O-line. Like, you have $50 million available. $50 million. And you did nothing off-season wise heading into the season to make that offensive line better. Nothing.
Mm-mm. Greg, what was cheaper? You going to the convenience store and buying a comic book, or what the Patriots have done with this offensive line?
You got the you got the referees out there warning them, and they're still getting penalties. It's atrocious. It's malfeasance on the part of the Patriots.
Right. And to Courtney's point, if you're so concerned about the offensive line that you created, and you think there's a very good chance that Brissett gets beat up, knocked around, and maybe he might miss a couple of games, what are you going to do? Are you then going to say, you know what? All right, Brissett's out. Miller time, you're the guy, because we're too afraid to put Drake May behind that. When Mayo told us, it has nothing to do with him being concerned about the O-line on whether or not Drake May plays or doesn't play.
I mean, do you think that Jacoby Brissett is Van Pelt's guy? Like, that's what the texters are saying.
But even if he is, he hasn't done a good enough job for Van Pelt to say, here's the reason why he's starting over Drake May. Like, everybody can see that. So there's only one thing it falls back on. They're too afraid to put Drake May in there because they think he's going to get hurt, and they're hoping that Jacoby Brissett can make it through the season without getting banged up.
Yeah, but if that's the case, Wiggy, then if Jacoby Brissett does get hurt, he already is hurt, so if he gets even more hurt and can't play, then what do? You either have to put Drake May in there, or you're going to Bailey Zappe? Well, like, it doesn't make sense.
Right, but then at that point in time, I think they're backed into a corner, and they have no choice. Right now, their choice is play Brissett. Hopefully he doesn't get beat up and he's able to stay out there, because we are too afraid to put Drake May out there.
Well, are you not going to be afraid to put him out there next season if he gets no zero snaps during
the season? No, I think next season then. Next season they might address.
They're going to do something with the line by next season?
Maybe they draft an offensive lineman with their high pick next year, and they feel more comfortable that the guy that they got there can protect his blind side.
Yeah, I mean, we have to ask Mayo about that, about heading into the season with the O-line as it is.
Right. And
who's that on? Is that on Elliott Wolf? Is that on Robert Kraft not wanting to spend? I mean, Robert Kraft seems like, at least in the case of Brandon Ayuk, that he was willing to spend.
Yeah.
Like, and people argue, like somebody in the Twitch chat is arguing now that there was no talent available that you could go get O-line wise.
I disagree.
I mean, there was
Jonah Jackson was out there.
Kid from Dallas. Tyron Smith was out there.
Correct.
Trent Williams, isn't he still wanting a contract? You might have been able to trade for him. We're going after Brandon Ayuk. So, I mean, if you really want an offensive lineman, you could have traded for him.
This is Pauly from Denver. Pauly.
Hey, what's going on, Greg? Good morning. Good morning, guys.
What's up?
This is what I've been talking about, offensive line, where you can't put Drake May in.
Pauly.
Yo.
Did you not learn your lesson last week about saying good morning, guys?
No, guys is fine.
Oh, guys is okay?
Guys is great.
Why?
Gentlemen.
Okay. What's wrong with being nice?
Okay.
You know, it's being nice. It's a lot nicer than Shine was to me on Saturday when on the Ken and Curtis show. Oh. He took one call in 4 hours. You left me on hold, Greg, for about 2 to 3 hours.
What?
Damn, Shine.
That's outrageous.
I thought I was one of his favorite guys. Yeah, all the compliments I've given him on those great opens you and him do, when he plays some great tunes and you say, let it breathe, you know, it wasn't very nice. But, yeah, I'm telling you, oh, my God. If they had just kept Tom Brady, they could have kept building the team.
That's why I didn't take the call.
Oh, that's why. Yeah, no, we've moved on from Tom Brady.
I get it, Paul. I appreciate you, Paulie. Thank you so much for listening. You're a very nice gentleman. I kind of am tired of the Tom Brady needs to come back take.
Yeah, I mean, we're moved on.
Can I ask a question? The way you've seen them play in preseason, which quarterback would you prefer to have right now? Jacoby Brissett, Drake May, or Mac Jones?
Drake May.
Drake May. It's not even
you
close.
You got to get off. You got to get off the mat. Yes.
Greg, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, you can't get fooled again.
He looks pretty good.
Yeah.
But they keep having to remind him he's not in New England, so he would not be good here. He would not be good here.
He would.
That's the fault of the organization, not Mac Jones.
Mac Jones.
That's his fault, too, because he mentally can't get over it.
Mac Jones is Greg's Tom Brady. Like, we got to move on, man. We got to move
he
on.
He looks pretty good down there.
He's doing
you
a good job.
That two-minute drill?
Yeah.
But we got to move on. A touchdown?
Yeah.
Let him keep being a great backup.
He's in Duval. Yeah. It's a different place down there.
Uh-huh. Zach Wilson looks pretty good, too, during preseason. So.
All right. Good point.
Yeah.
But no, I think Drake May all
day long.
Listen, we'll talk to Mayo. I'm confused. Like, I'm so confused. Like I said, my only guess is they are so afraid because their offensive line is not good.
Why would you do that, though, when you spend a third pick on Drake May? Like, your third overall pick is a guy, and then you're worried about him not getting banged up. You had all offseason to prepare for this and make sure that he is as protected as humanly possible.
Well, you know this better than we do,
because
you played the game. Is the familiarity that Jacoby Brissett has with the Van Pelt offense the main factor when it comes to Alex Van Pelt?
It helps out.
Wanting to go with him? Like, is it that difficult for Drake May to pick it up?
It helps out if the guy that you bring in understands and he's familiar, but the guy behind him is not able to grasp it. But it looks like Drake May has done a good job grasping Van Pelt's offense. And Jacoby Brissett, in the preseason and in practices, based on what we hear from people who are down there every day, they have said that, like, he hasn't done anything to say, okay, I can keep Drake May on the bench because he's playing so well. It's like the Pittsburgh situation. Russell Wilson hasn't done anything to show that he should be playing over Justin Fields. And Justin Fields kind of hasn't done the same thing with Russell Wilson. So, like, that's a true, like, we don't know. But here, Brissett hasn't done anything that would make you go, oh, he's light years ahead of May. Play him until May's ready. If anything, it looks like May's way better than Jacoby Brissett.
Caleb Williams is starting.
Jaden Daniels is starting. That was my lead. If you look at not just the quarterbacks that were drafted in the first round this year, other than Michael Penix Jr., who's sitting behind Kirk Cousins, who they gave 4 years, $180 million to, I get it. Every other quarterback is the starter for their team. J.J. McCarthy was until he got hurt. And every positional player, when you start to look at them, the majority of those guys are going to be starters for their team. How is the third overall pick a guy who's not starting? You go anywhere outside of New England and ask anybody outside of New England, hey, who's the starting quarterback for the Patriots? If they weren't paying attention, they'd be like, oh, Drake May.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, we will get to talk to Gerard Mayo about this and other things coming up in 20 minutes at 9. Our guy, Devin McCourty, last night halftime, they liked the progression. Jacoby Brissett is still the starter week one, but they like the progression. Maybe.
And he did a great job. I love Devin, but they did ask him, like, what would you do, Jacoby or Drake? And he said he'd go with Jacoby. So
why?
What, yeah.
It was just...
I mean, Wiggy, you're being called adult.
All right. I don't know what adult means, but go ahead.
On the Subaru of New England text line.
Uh-huh.
And it's a 617 text, which reads, nobody cares how well Drake May is playing, Wiggy, you dolt. May will get killed out there. He's lucky he isn't out for the year with that hit he took last night. So I guess maybe that's the reason. Maybe
that's what I've been saying. The whole
your sacrificial lamb is going to be Jacoby Brissett, and he's just going to go out there week after week and with a cheesecloth offensive line and get beat up, and that's the plan.
Well, I would tell that texter, male or female or whatever, that the dolt's been saying all morning, the only reason why I don't see them playing Drake May is because they're afraid he's going to get hurt. But then I would say to the person, well, what happens when Jacoby Brissett gets hurt if the line's so bad? Then what would that texter suggest? Please tell them the text. What should they do if Jacoby Brissett gets hurt in week one in the first quarter?
I guess you throw Zappe or Joe Milton out there and let them get killed. And Drake May just sits and watches it all season long.
So you drafted the kid to beat. You drafted your quarterback, number three overall, for him to be your fourth string quarterback?
I guess.
And I'm the dolt? Make that make sense.
Let's see. 617 text. They're not worried about Drake May getting hurt. They're worried about being second guessed if he sucks the first few games. All of these coaches are essentially first year guys, so they're worried about their jobs.
But doesn't it look even worse if he sits and then he's awful? Yep. At least if he's awful out the gate, it's like, oh, okay, this was just a bad pick. If you sit him and then he's awful, it's like, wow, you guys really can't develop him because he still stinks.
You guys kept him in like a bubble for nothing.
For nothing, exactly.
It makes no sense to me because if Jacoby Brissett stinks and doesn't really do anything for you, what are you going to do? Are you just going to keep playing him? Because people are going to be like, what the hell did you draft this kid number three overall if you're not going to put him in there? What's the purpose of drafting somebody that high and not playing him when the guy in front of him hasn't proven that he can keep him on the bench?
Well, what is the purpose of drafting a guy that high and not adding a weapon when it comes to a wide receiver, a legit wide receiver, and not improving the offensive line one iota? They're awful. They stink.
I would even go... I would go one step further.
When's Cole Strange coming back, by the way?
I don't know.
Hopefully never.
Yeah, he's got the knee injury or something. He might not. Might not this year. I wouldn't even mind just because the kid Polk and their receiving core has looked pretty decent. I wouldn't even mind if they said, all right, you know what, we're gonna hold off on a wide receiver, but we are gonna get some O-line help and we'll give Drake May the O-line help, and you go, okay, the receivers that they have looked like, all right, they've been solid, they've done a good job, and maybe you don't waste that type of money on a receiver and you solidify the offensive line. I just don't see, because I don't think Jacoby Brissett is going to be able to do anything. So if the team is 0-3, and even if he doesn't get hurt and the team is 0-3 and then offense doesn't look very good, what do you think people are going to be calling for? Every day we hear on the radio, we heard it with Jarrett Stidham, with Cam Newton. When Cam was when he wasn't playing well, at least put Stidham in there. Put Stidham in there. Put Stidham in there. What do you think's going to happen?
Well, you heard it with Zappe and Mac Jones. I mean, you're going to get the same thing, right? Right.
But now you've got the number three overall pick.
Now you're going to have whoever's at the stadium chanting for Drake May all season long.
Yeah, and I know Mayo gives us some stuff, and this is why I gave him credit.
No, he's good on the show.
Right,
he
confuses you with some of the stuff because
I don't think he confuses you as much as it's confusing when you hear the other people involved talking about the same exact thing. Like, I wasn't confused until I heard Van Pelt in his response to Jacoby and Drake. Like, that's when my mind started doing flips, where I'm like, wait a minute. Gerard just said he's going to know by Monday night. Mm-hmm. He said Drake, you know, is ready to lead a huddle. And then the next day when they're saying, why isn't Drake getting more reps? Mm-hmm. Van Pelt's like, because of Jacoby.
Right, but at least
this 978 texter says, I can't wait for you to tell Mayo that his O-line stinks. I will. You want me to do it first or you want me to do it third? Question.
Third?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you could say the O-line's not very good.
You know. I'll say they stink. I don't care.
Greg, would you like a bit of breaking news?
Yes.
Former Patriots receiver Juju Smith-Schuster seems to have a new home.
Oh.
He's re-signing with the Kansas City Chiefs?
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
Huh.
So he was bad. He was good there. He was bad here to the point where you just cut his ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now Kansas City's picking him back up again. Was it actually the Juju Smith-Schuster being bad, or was it the Patriots?
Mm. Great question.
Oof.
They seem to think it was the Patriots.
They seem to think that, yes.
What are they going to pay him?
Probably not minimum.
Probably nothing. He's still getting money from the Patriots, probably.
Yeah. Probably the minimum.
But to the confusion point, Courtney, was Mayo said he could control a huddle, but then when we played the audio of whoever the reporter was asking if something happened to Brissett, could he be a guy, I can't remember how exactly the question was, but could be a guy that could go in there and play? And he was kind of like,
well, said he wasn't sure. We played that audio during they said it. We can play it again quick, and then we'll get to Jerod Mayo because he's going to join us in a couple minutes. But basically said he'd like to say that Drake May would be the guy if Jacoby Brissett got hurt, but he's not sure that he can.
I would like to sit here and say 100% he's our second best quarterback on our roster right now.
Yes, sir.
Next question. I'm not sure until I watch the film.
So he's not sure till he watches the film?
And not even
if
sure
he's the second best quarterback?
So is that what he was saying? He's not sure even
he's not sure until he watches the film if he's the second best quarterback on your roster
now. I think he means he knows he's the second best quarterback, but until he watches the film, he can't say whether he'd be the starter if Jacoby's injured.
Okay, so
which doesn't make any
your
sense.
Your second best quarterback would be the starter if Jacoby Brissett were injured.
Greg, that would be how logic
would work. I can help
him
out
yes.
with that.
Okay, but he doesn't. But I thought it sounded like he's not sure if he's the second best quarterback. That's what I'm saying. He confuses me.
Yes,
because the last week he said, "Oh, he could control the huddle."
Yeah, no, that's very.
And now he's like
confusing.
So is he the second best quarterback or not?
Like also, Shyam, you're wrong about Cole Strange. Like this texter says,
I'm not.
The line would be better with him.
Cole Strange stinks. It would still be horrendous, Greg.
Okay, it would be better than what you have.
I disagree. I would rather have City So in there than Cole Strange.
Okay. All right. Well, it's a Patriots Monday, and the head coach of the New England Patriots, Jerod Mayo, will join us next.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.